3 o'clock. Okay.
Oh, it's 3. Yes.
It being 3 p.m., I'd like to call the meeting of February 23rd to order. Mr. Connor, may we please have a roll call?
Member Affamati?
Present.
Member Barcelo?
Here.
Member Murphy?
Here.
Member Roach?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Here. Still here.
Chair Dankworth?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
Thank you. Will you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? And that goes for everybody who is listening as well. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody here and thank you for joining us remotely. Clearly, the mechanics of today's meeting are going to be a bit different than our regular in-person meetings. We will still maintain the regular flow and order of business, so the meeting format will remain unchanged. In order to participate, one must be logged into the Zoom meeting directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick primer on how to participate. I will do my best to let everybody know when it is appropriate to raise your hand for a particular agenda item. If you wish to address the board on any agenda item or during the call to audience, please raise your hand only when I announce that it's appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, find and select the raise your hand icon. Depending on the device you are using, this may be at the bottom or the top of your screen. For those participating via phone, please press *9 to raise your hand. Please wait to raise your hand until the appropriate agenda item has been announced and after I announce the opportunity to do so. Otherwise, we will not be able to discern which topic it is that you wish to address in relationship to the agenda, etc. Our aim is to proceed in a timely and efficient manner. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted to your request to speak. This applies to both the audience and the board members. Please raise your hands if you have a question or comment after I announce the appropriate time to do so. At the appropriate time, I will ask Ms. Sims if there are any hands raised to provide questions or comments. Ms. Sims will then announce your name and will unmute your access so that you may speak. Please make sure you are not also muted on your personal device. Please review the meeting agenda so that you know the item on which you'd like to speak. Please don't raise your hand until we have made it to that item on the agenda. As with all board meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. The timer will be used as with the in-person meetings, and we ask that you all respect the 3-minute limit. We'd now like to offer the call to audience. During this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the board on any issue that is not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual board members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the board may not discuss matters raised during call to audience. If you wish to address the board on a matter not on the agenda, please notify us by clicking the raise your hand icon on your computer or pressing *9 on your phone now. Is there any evidence of anyone having done so?
For Dinkworth, there are no hands raised.
Thank you. Seeing no hands raised, I will now close the call to audience. And before we start, I'd like to recognize all of our council our board members, and also welcome our newest board member, Joseph Affinati. Sorry, Joe, I apologize for that. And I wish you an enjoyable and a successful term. So welcome to the group. Is the council liaison, Mr. Solomon, present?
Yes.
Mr. Solomon, at this point, would you like to make any comments?
Nothing specific, just welcome to all the board members. I'm glad that we actually have some items that need your attention. So that's very good, and we're all getting used to these new Zoom-type meetings, but hopefully... Thank you very much. Nice to see all of you, even if it's on the little computer screen.
Thank you. Okay. At this point, I have reviewed the order of business, and we will proceed as listed on the agenda. Agenda item number one. Ms. Ancona, will you please read item number one?
Welcome, new board member, Joseph Affinati.
Right. And I jumped the gun a little bit, and we welcomed you, Joseph, and we will do so again. So welcome. And item number two, Ms. Ancona, will you please read item number two?
Review and approval of the August 31st, 2020 special session meeting minutes.
Thank you. May we have a motion to review the minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mary. Ms. Murphy. May we have a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Member Roach. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I didn't get that last comment.
Apologies, Madam Chair. That was me. Aye.
Okay. Thank you. All those voting aye, it seems to be the majority, or in fact, the unanimous vote.
Dankworth?
Yes.
We need to do a roll call vote.
Okay.
For each item.
All right. So, roll call vote.
Member Affinati?
Aye.
Member Barcello?
Aye.
Member Murphy?
Aye.
Vice Chair Roach?
Yes.
And Chair Dankworth?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Okay. Now, item number two. Ms. Ancona, would you please read? Oh, pardon me, that was number two. So we will go on to, I am losing my place here. So just a minute, please. Item number three, Ms. Ancona, would you please read item number three, agenda item number three.
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a variance request to increase the northern residential lot boundary wall to 8 feet at 1582 West Copper Ridge Drive, case number 2100163.
Okay, may we please have the staff presentation?
Chair Dankworth, may I request that we take just a 5-minute recess. We are trying to get the applicant into the meeting. So we'd like them to be present during the presentation. So if we could just take a couple minutes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Melanie? I was, I just, first of all, I'm in the academy for tonight. Fabulous, I'm really enjoying it. But I'm gonna miss Thursday.
Mr. Affinati, we can't discuss your other business in the middle of the Board of Adjustment meeting, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sure you can get that to Ms. Sims later.
Okay, thank you for that correction. Thank you.
Right, so if I may, before we restart the meeting, I'm going to ask, make sure this is the applicant. Mr. Patrell, are you there?
Yes, we're having, your sound is all garbled, but this is Ron and Marcia Cottrell.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and get, we can hear you, so we will restart.
That's good. I can hear you now, too.
Oh, perfect. So I'm going to mute you again, and we're going to restart the meeting. And we will let you know when it's your turn to present. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Chair Dankworth, I apologize if you want to restart or proceed with the meeting. Yes.
Are you ready to go ahead with the staff presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. Please do so.
So the staff presentation will be provided by Kyle Packer. So Mr. Packer, you should be able to unmute and start your video. And I will get Perfect. Your presentation up.
Can you see me and hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, then good afternoon. My name is Kyle Packer, and I'm a planner with the Town of Oro Valley and the town's project manager reviewing this variance case. Thanks for joining us this afternoon to discuss a variance request to raise the allowed wall height at 1582 West Copper Ridge Drive. You can go ahead and go to the next slide, please. The purpose of this case is to review a variance request to raise the allowed wall height within a setback by 2 feet from 6 feet to 8 feet at the location starred in the image shown here. In order for a variance request to be approved, 5 specific findings must be satisfied per state law and the zoning code. It is up to the Board of Adjustment to determine if a variance request meets these findings. During this presentation, I'll review the required 5 findings for a variance and provide a staff recommendation. Next slide, please. To orient ourselves, there we go. To orient ourselves, the subject property is located within the Copper Ridge 2 subdivision and is marked with the yellow star on this slide. Tangerine Road is to the north, and La Cañada Drive is located to the east. The subject property is approximately 11,800 square feet and is zoned as single-family residential R1-7 zoning. Next slide, please. The applicant is proposing raising a wall along the common lot line shown here in orange by 2 feet to a total of 8 feet. Zoning currently limits walls and fences within setbacks to a maximum of 6 feet at the side yard. Next slide, please. The red line shows the approximate proposed wall height, which would limit views of the applicant's yard from the property to the north. Go ahead and go to the next slide when you're ready. A variance request must demonstrate how all 5 findings of the zoning code are met in order to be approved. In this case, staff finds that the request does in fact meet all 5 findings. I will discuss each finding in the order they appear in the staff report. Next slide. The first criteria for a variance is that special circumstances must apply to the property. A special circumstance, as determined by state law, means that the property itself is unique in its topography, shape, location, surrounding, size, in such a way that would deprive the property of privileges enjoined by other properties in the same zoning district. Staff has found that the property possesses a circumstance regarding its surroundings. The applicant's property is located adjacent to a property that until recently did not have a pool. When the pool was installed, the grade of the adjacent property's yard raised approximately 2 feet by staff evaluation. This relates directly to the next finding required by state law and town code, which is to determine if the special circumstances from the first finding were created by a current or previous owner of the applying property. Staff acknowledges that this finding has been met as the base elevation change of the neighbor's backyard was not caused by the current or a previous owner of the applying property. Next slide, please. The next criteria is if the variance request is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights. The variance is the only path forward for the applicant to regain a parity of privacy equivalent to 6 feet of vertical view protection from the adjacent property. The applicant is unable to construct a trellis or similar screening structure within the setbacks that exceeds the current wall height allowed of 6 feet, as this would also meet the definition of a wall based on Town Code Chapter 31 definitions. Next slide, please. The next finding is to determine if granting the request would constitute special privileges. This finding is meant to apply conditions, if necessary, to variance requests to ensure no special privileges are granted that are inconsistent with surrounding properties. Privacy walls within setbacks that grant 6 feet of view protection from adjacent properties are not unusual in this subdivision or this zoning district. The aerial provided shows many other yards within the Copper Ridge 2 subdivision that utilize 6 foot common walls for privacy. The variance for an additional 2 feet will allow the 8 foot wall to provide equivalent privacy to what most properties enjoy with a 6 foot wall. Because this variance request grants no special privileges that are inconsistent with other properties in the neighborhood or zoning district, staff recognizes this finding as having been met. Next slide, please. Lastly, we look at the next finding to evaluate if the proposal would be detrimental to the neighborhood. The proposed wall will be within the same footprint as the existing wall. The additional height that the applicant is requesting will be screened from every neighbor besides the two parties affected, who, according to the applicant, have both agreed to the increase in wall height. Because of these factors, staff has found that this request is not detrimental to the surrounding area and that this finding has been met. Next slide, please. In summary, staff finds that the applicant has met all 5 criteria required by state law and zoning code. The granting of a variance is the only remaining option for the applicant to regain the parity of 6 feet of vertical view protection and privacy. And this concludes my presentation. The applicant is here today with a presentation of their own to provide additional details about the request. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any member of the board have any questions of staff regarding the presentation? Not seeing any hands raised, I'm assuming there are no questions. In that case, may we please proceed now with the applicant's presentation?
I will pull up their presentation. Ask that the Patrels please unmute on their end.
How's that? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we are having trouble with sound now a little bit too, so please interrupt. So my talk here is going to be very similar to Kyle's. Now, do I control this or you control it, right?
Mr. Cottrell,
you control changing the charts?
Yes, correct.
Can you hear me?
Yes, if you'll just let us know when to proceed to the next slide, please.
Okay, you can proceed. So this is going to sound redundant. If you want me to paraphrase, please do, or I'll just read it literally. But again, we're requesting permission to raise our wall 2 feet. It's the common wall between 1582 and 1588 West Copper Ridge Drive. And so we have learned a lot about zoning through this process, that such a raise is not allowed for walls on the property line, so, or within setback. Okay, next slide. So this is the wall of interest here. You'll see some more pictures of it, but this is looking from our property north. And that wall has been there since 2004. So next slide. So unfortunately, this loss of privacy event occurred when our neighbors installed a pool about a year ago or so. It was finished, but we were shocked at the grade change. And then subsequently dismayed about the loss of privacy on our property. So it does, it really does cause a loss of enjoyment. And subsequently, if we were decided to sell the house, there would be a property value impact on this. We have an Exhibit A here, which you may have already seen. Go ahead, go to the next. I use these exhibits because that was the application language that I used to show all this. So you can go to the next slide. So you can imagine the shock. We thought they were standing on ladders or something working on the pool. But no, they're just standing on the pool deck. So we can see adult-sized people almost down to their waistline. But the real shock occurred when I went over on the neighbor's pool deck and I could see 100% of our backyard. There was nothing private, nothing. Okay, go to the next slide. So being naive about this whole process, I started to take action. And so we proceeded with a permit application. Barging ahead, I got a licensed engineer to design the wall modification. That cost $1,000. We selected a contractor, which will cost $5,000. And there will be additional costs of matching paint colors, you know, and doing all the cleanup and landscape repair and so on and so forth. So it's, you know, it's a trivial cost here. This is, it'll probably end up to be around, I would say around 7,000 by the time we're all finished with the action. Next slide, please. So I've learned all about findings. I really like this, conclude on very early that only a variance in the zoning code will enable the restoration of our privacy. So now I have my version of the responses to the five findings and then also views of the site plans. So I apologize that this is redundant, but perhaps you'll think of questions as we go along. So next slide. Finding one, there are special circumstances or conditions applying to the property referred to in the application, including its size, shape, topography, location, surroundings, which do not apply to other properties in the district. Next slide. So our current neighbors installed the pool and the significant grade change occurred, surprise to us. By the way, during the pool, the pool construction and installation, I did wonder about why there was no dirt being taken away from the property. And that's because all the dirt was piled up and the pool put on top of it. So made sense then after I saw what happened. The wall, as I mentioned earlier, was built in 2004. The neighbor then agreed with having the wall on the property line. The grades on both properties were exactly the same. And if we would have set it back by 7.5 feet, which we didn't even hear that as an option, because that would leave very little room between the wall and the side of the house. In fact, it would have probably been less than 3 feet spacing there had we done that in our house. So anyway, that wasn't even, of course, we couldn't have possibly anticipated what was then done 17 years ago, or 17 years after that, or 16 years after that. Next slide. The special circumstances were not created by the owner or applicant. Next slide. Again, I'm being irritative here, but the pool grade change caused the problem. There's nothing on our side of the wall that caused the problem. Next slide. That the authorizing of the variance is necessary for the preservation of enjoyment of substantial property rights. Next slide. The not restoring our privacy will negatively impact the enjoyment and value of the property. We weren't just going to be hard over on this. We did evaluate many other options. And of course, the obvious one would have been landscaping, right? So I had three landscape designers review the whole situation, and all three concluded, first of all, it's going to take years to achieve a privacy screen, and trees on my side of the wall, for example, would extend over the neighbors, depositing debris in their pool, which I don't think is fair, and there's insufficient space on our side of the wall for large screening plants. Now, we were going to coordinate the landscaping and screening with the neighbors, but then they were told, and I don't know if they were told by a licensed person or not, but planting any kind of significant trees or large shrubbery would compromise the structural integrity of the wall and their pool. So they dropped that idea in a hurry. And I can understand. I don't want the wall structure cracking either. Next slide. So here we have another same view of the wall looking north from our property. Tried the idea of trellises. It didn't look very nice. But in time, there... Some plants may have grown up there and created a partial screen. But the real thing that stopped this project was our CC&Rs prohibit trellises taller than the wall. So we abandoned that project real fast. Next slide. Variance number four, that any variance granted imposes such conditions as will assure that the authorizing of the adjustment shall not constitute a grant of special privileges inconsistent with the limitations upon other properties in the vicinity and the zone in which such property is located. Next slide. Well, our variance in no way grants us a special privilege. We really genuinely want to return to the privacy that's afforded to others in the neighborhood. I don't know of any, we have 80 plus community properties, homeowners in our community of Copper Ridge too. And I was on the board for several years, and I have never seen a situation like this come before the board, or just observe it from other neighbors, through other neighbors' conversations and so on and so forth. So many of our neighbors' walls are not placed on the property line because they have a lot of space, a lot of setback. Our lot is probably the second or third smallest out of the 80 or so. And so setbacks will really erase space in the backyards. Next slide. Finally, finding number 5, that the authorizing of a variance will not be material or detrimental to persons residing in the vicinity, to adjacent property, to the neighborhood, or public welfare in general. And please, next slide. So, and I think Kyle had more detailed pictures than I did, but there will be no impact on this variance surrounding properties. The only properties that will notice the increase in the wall height are the two involved parties. Your neighbors have agreed to the wall height increase. So let's go on to the next slide and a couple of exhibits here. The wall stretching across most of this panorama shot is to our east. It would go from our property in the direction of La Cunada Drive. There's a lot of vegetation back there. All this was natural. Most of it was, except for the oleanders, most of it was natural here when the subdivision was created. To the east is the Verde Ranch community. Their lots are substantially lower in grade, actually, than ours. So they'd be looking up in the direction of our property. There just won't be sight lines to see that wall on the north side of the property. Next. Next slide. Yeah, there you go. So here again is the wall, it will only be visible to us and our neighbors. Next. So here are some site plans. Let's go on to the next one. Boy, I don't know how often they photograph what we're doing, but it's amazing how current everything looks. But the orange line there is the wall of interest, the north end wall to our property. As you can see, it's pretty green with vegetation when it's not blocked by actual structures. Our house, 1582, is on the bottom. The neighbor's 1588 is on the top there. So you can imagine sight lines from the street or the properties in Verde Ranch to the east. It's all blocked by vegetation. Next. And that's just a close-up of our property. I don't know what else to say about that other than to repeat. I could find, and I think Kyle is the same way, could find no sight lines where that wall, the orange, would be visible unless you were in our property or our neighbor's property. Next. Well, that's it. Thank you. This is my first experience ever appearing before a hearing in any government organization. So I honor all the work you guys do. And if you have any questions, please, now's the time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cottrell. Do any members of the board have questions for the applicant?
I'm hearing some garbling sounds.
I asked if any members of the board have questions of the applicant. I don't see any hands raised. Am I to assume, therefore, that there are no questions?
Did you want me to unmute?
Ms. Sims?
All right, Mr. Cottrell, we'll unmute you if there's a question for you. We'll mute you for now. And Chair Dankworth, I do not see any hands raised from the board members.
Right. I do have a question for Mr. Andrews. Mr. Andrews, in relationship to this entire situation, when Mr. and Mrs. Cottrell's neighbors built that pool, I'm assuming they needed a permit to do so.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you need a permit. You need a permit to do that. And they drew it and they had their pool put in. If they didn't, we will be sending Mr. Chuck King and his group out there to talk to him about their pool. But I suspect there was a permit.
Are you, you're saying, yes, there was definitely a permit.
I can't say that because I have not seen a permit.
Ah, well, here's another question for you. If a permit was requested, would staff not have been aware of the fact that they had to raise the ground level by 2 feet and that would impact upon their neighbor's privacy?
That would be speculation on my part as well. I don't know how the permit was issued or what was done.
Chair Dankworth, if I may. So within the code, it is allowed to fill up to 6 feet of dirt for developments. So part of the grading section of code does allow the 2 feet.
Even if that is damaging to the neighbor?
Yes, sir. Correct. So it is permitted that you could have up to 6 feet of fill for development within the grading section of the code.
That, I have to say, that is something that perhaps the town needs to look at, because I think it's kind of egregious for somebody to knowingly create a situation that impacts upon their immediate neighbor's privacy to that extent. I would really appreciate perhaps some further information from staff and from Mr. Andrews with regard to this.
I can't add anything now, Chair Dankworth, because I'd have to look at it. This would require a code change in a completely different section of the code that doesn't involve the Board of Adjustment.
Okay, no, and I know, I understand, Mr. Andrews, that doesn't affect this case as it is before us right now. However, I think that we need to be educated as to this sort of situation. And I would strongly request that both staff and legal do a little bit of research into this and perhaps bring us up to date on what the ramifications are and at what point those ramifications become ones that may be pretty much untenable.
Chair Dankworth, we heard you, and we'll see if we get something placed on a future agenda.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There being no questions at this point from staff, the board, is there any, I'm going to open this up for member discussion. Is there anything you wish to discuss regarding this application, board members? Again, not seeing any hands raised. Yes, one, I'm sorry, Ms. Murphy, two.
Hi. Well, I think it would have been nice to have your neighbors that share the wall with you either write a letter on your behalf or talk to Mr. Packer. Can you hear me?
I don't
think they can. What I will say is that I did drive by the property, and it was very evident that this meeting was going to be occurring. And there was a big sign posted right between the two houses. So I'm very comfortable with the fact that what you're saying, even though it's somewhat hearsay, about your neighbors being comfortable with this, I think they would have been here and raised a concern. They clearly would have known about the meeting. So I'm comfortable with this.
right. Are there any other comments, board members? I think I saw some other hands raised.
Hi, Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Barcella.
I had a similar comment or question as Ms. Murphy. So I take it that the neighbors did not submit anything in writing. And I didn't understand, Mr. Packard, did someone speak to those neighbors during this process?
Chair Dankworth, would you like Mr. Packard to respond at this time?
Mr. Packer?
Second, Chair Dankworth, Member Barcello, no, I did not personally speak to the next door neighbors, and we did not receive any letter with the applicant's application regarding the neighbors' feelings regarding the wall.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments by any board members? There being no further comments, may we have a motion, please?
Chair Dankworth, this is a public hearing.
Pardon me. Is there any comment from the public at all?
Chair Dankworth, could you officially open the public hearing?
No, I did not, and I'm forgetting these things. I apologize. Okay. I'm now going to open the public hearing. Are there any comments from the public regarding this issue? Not hearing any. I'm assuming that there are no comments from the public, and I will close the public hearing. That being done, may I now have a motion from the board?
Yes, Chair Dankworth. I'd like to make a motion. I move to approve this variance request to increase the northern residential lot boundary wall height to 8 feet on 1582 West Copper Ridge Drive based on the finding that the 5 criteria have been met.
May I have a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. There being a motion and a second, may all those vote in favor of granting the variance please signify by saying aye.
Can we do this?
I'll do a roll call vote, Chair Dankworth.
All right, roll call vote.
Member Affinati?
Aye.
Member Barcello?
Yes.
Member Murphy?
Aye.
Vice Chair Roach?
Aye.
And Chair Dankworth?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you very much. And congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Cottrell. I hope that wall accomplishes what you hope it will. Thank you. Ms. Ancona, will you now please go on to the next item on the agenda?
Election of the Board of Adjustment Chair, effective February 24th, 2021.
All right, may we have a nomination for the chair, please? I'm not hearing any nominations.
I will nominate Helen Dankworth as the chair.
Are there any other nominations?
Chair Dankworth, we should go through with a second for you and have a vote second, and determine then if we need another
May
one.
May we have a second, please?
Second.
Okay. I would second that.
All right. Are there any other nominations at this point? There being only one nomination, I'm going to close the nominating process and May Ms. Ancona, do we need a roll call vote for this as well?
Don't think so.
You don't need a vote on this because you're the only nominee. So by acclamation, you become the chair again. If you can hold a vote if you like.
Well, I'm asking if you need a vote, do you need a vote for it?
By acclamation, you can say you are now the chair.
Thank you. By acclamation, I assume that I am now the chair again. Thank you very much, folks. And with that, by the way, it did say on the instructions to ask you for a roll call vote. so.
But that's okay. It wouldn't be necessary.
Okay. All that being discussed, may I now have a motion to adjourn, please?
But we have to nominate the vice chair as well.
May we have a motion for, may we have a nomination for the vice chair, please?
Can we get Ms. Ancona to read it into the record for us, and then we'll have the vote, please?
Item 5, election of the Board of Adjustment vice chair, effective February 24th, 2021.
And may we have a nomination for vice chair, please? I would like to nominate Mr. Roach.
I will second that.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? There being no other nominations, no other nominations for vice chair, and I am going to state by acclamation that Mr. Steve Roach is now the vice chair. Thank you all. And now I believe I may call for an adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Murphy. May I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you. The motion is, the meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all. Thank you, folks.